This is your KUTX Soundcheck. The Texas legislative session concluded last week, taking the failed plans for a Texas Music History Museum with it. Don't be quick to blame lawmakers, though. The problem is with the state's smaller music history museums that focus on a particular genre or region. In fact, nearly 40 regional museums lobbied against the creation of a statewide music history museum. And as Bob Bullock, Texas State History Museum founding director, Dr. Lynn Ditton, explains, quote, "People feel very strongly about the history they hold that makes their part of the state unique. They're about the regions they interpret. Building collaboration so that everybody feels they have a place at the table is going to be critical to having a unified approach to moving forward with an institution like this." End quote. Hopes remain high that a Texas Music History Museum will someday be actualized, proudly housed across the street from the Bob Bullock Museum. But for now, the plans have been shelved. The site of the most famous American rock concert is now a historical site. Yes, the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, aka the home of Woodstock, has been placed on the National Register for Historic Places. More than 400,000 people attended Woodstock in 1969, and despite overcrowding, mud, thunderstorms, and food shortage, the festival's legacy is epic and laced with gold. In more recent years, the site has been renamed the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts. Several projects are underway to enhance the festival's history, including the preservation of trees who bore witness to the event and the restoration of the original footpaths used by festival goers. Bethel Woods is 800 acres and resides 90 minutes north of New York City.
We are stars, we are golden, we are big.
Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.